Hi there, and welcome to the Engage Employee podcast, where you'll discover the latest insights, opinions, and trends within the industry.
Today we're joined by Charlotte Dull and Abby O'Hara. Charlotte is one of the chairs for our Virtual Employment Engagement Summit on the 11th to the 13th of May, and is a director at specialist advertising agency Wood Reed. She's an accomplished speaker, writer, and facilitator with a unique view on employee engagement and internal communications, having spent equal parts of her career in consumer then employee communications. Abby is an experienced employee engagement and communications manager with over 10 years' experience within the field. She's currently the internal communications and engagement lead for River Island, and in the past has worked for global brands such as Moonpig Group and Michael Kors. Abby has a huge passion for employee well-being and is the co-founder of mental health training consultancy Start Within. She also hosts an employee well-being podcast, The Happy Employee Podcast.
Hello everyone and welcome to today's Employee Engagement Podcast. Ahead of this year's Employee Engagement Summit, we're sitting down with some of our fabulous speakers for exclusive interviews ahead of the event. In these podcasts, our speakers will give us insight into their role, the challenges they faced in recent times, and hopefully a little sneak peek of the presentation they're going to be sharing with us at the summit in May. So I'm Charlotte Dahl, and I will be chairing day two of the summit, and I'm thrilled to be joined by Abby O'Hara, who is the Internal Communications and Engagement Lead at River Island for today's podcast. Hi, Abby, how are you?
I'm good, Charlotte. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. Oh, it's lovely to have you with us today. Okay, so let's just start off, Abby. Just give us a little bit of an insight, a brief introduction into you and your role at River Island.
Yeah, so as you said, I'm Abby O'Hara and I'm Internal Communications Lead at River Island. And as I'm sure everyone listening knows what that involves, it's everything from communications, engagement, really looking at the culture here at River Island, working on our wellbeing strategies, looking at things like our values and our employee value proposition. So it's a really diverse role. There's always so much going on, and especially with the last year we've had, there's been highs and lows and lots of work to be going on. No day is ever the same. But yeah, it's a really great job. I really love it, and I really love working at River Island.
Fran, how long have you been there for?
So I've been at River Island just less than a year, but before that I've worked for brands such as Michael Kors and Moonpig and lots of actual corporate roles. So yeah, I've moved over into fashion retail, and I joined River Island at a strange time during the pandemic, but I think, yeah, River Island has just handled the whole situation exceptionally well, and they're one of those businesses that are actually thriving at the moment, and I think that really shows throughout the past year how everyone's gone, how all the businesses have gone. I feel like River Island are really standing out now as a good employer, and that someone really cares for their employees.
Brilliant. That's so good to hear. And obviously, you know, in you guys in retail, your challenges were exceptional in that you had all your store staff to manage, you had all your head office staff, your whole distribution chain. So how did River Island respond to that pandemic lockdown back in March last year? And how did you adapt to remote working?
So River Island had never actually launched the whole remote working before, and I think, you know, we hear that about a lot of organisations now. They were either on the fence or they just started to do it. River Island hadn't actually launched that, and I think first of all it was getting everyone from head office able to work from home, make sure they get set up with all the IT and everything, and they actually, like, thinking that, you know, no one had done it before, they managed to sort everything out, so everyone was working at home within the week and everyone was at home working before the actual official pandemic was announced. So it was really fast work from the business. New systems were looked at. They, you know, I know everyone is like, oh, we didn't have Zoom or we didn't have Teams before, but everyone was on Teams within that week. It was all you know, being transitioned. So there was this new effective way of communication. But not only that, there was then all the stores having to be shut down. But River Island also made the decision to close down the distribution hub. And that was, again, before the pandemic announced. And before it was actually the case where you had to, they'd made the decision to look after their employees that, no, we don't feel this is safe. We want to close. Which, again, I think that was something else that really put River Island ahead of others, really, in that this is the place you want to work, because it just showed how much they really cared about their employees. And at that point, showing that they cared more about their employees more than the business, more than being able to sell their clothes, that they were like, no, we're gonna shut up shop, basically. It was a struggle. And, they had to respond quickly, but I think they did it well.
That's amazing. It's almost like River Island showed the very best of itself then during the pandemic.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so kind of now, what do you think, just focusing on your people, what do you think they've learned from this new way of working? And also then, how do you think will influence the way that they'll work from now on?
I mean, I think everyone has struggled, haven't they? I think everyone, everywhere, no matter what position you're in, no matter whether you were office-based or retail or anything, I feel everyone has struggled and has had to find a new way of working.
Yeah.
But I feel like everyone has sort of found their own way. I think the way of communicating at River Island, it's different now. The way we have meetings is different now. I feel like I know so many people in the business, whereas before, when I've worked face to face at companies, I've never met so many people.
I think you're right.
I think there is that downside that it's like, oh, there's another meeting. Oh, you've got a Zoom call or whatever it is that you do. But then at the same time, I feel like much more engaged with the people at River Island and know who everyone is more than I did when everyone was sat in an office together.
It's so ironic, isn't it? You would have thought the opposite was true, but I feel exactly the same as you. And almost like there's kind of a new authenticity where people aren't afraid anymore to actually tell you how they're feeling about things as well.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, you'd join a meeting before and people would get straight down to business, whereas now you're like, well, actually, this, I'm not seeing anyone else today, so I'm going to talk to this person. I want to ask them how they are. I want to ask them how their day is. And I don't ever find that there's anyone that really wants to get straight down to business. Everyone has been much more friendlier, wanting that chat, because you're not having that tea break chat anymore. But then I feel like I'm building relationships with even more people because of that. I think it's not only changed the way that we work. I think because River Island being retail and it's changed the way that customers have shopped, there's also been lots of new innovative ways of working and how we look at our processes and our systems and lots of transitions in that side of things as well, because we've got to adapt to our customers adapting as well. So there's been lots of big projects and looking at customer trends and all sorts of things going on in the background, which I think has definitely influenced how we work going forwards as well.
Brilliant. It's just like it's just accelerated the pace of change, isn't it?
Yeah.
Definitely. Okay, so there must have been, it sounds like there've been quite a lot of positives and quite a lot of upsides, but clearly there've been challenges as well. So what has been the most challenging for River Island for your remote workforce?
Yeah, so I said before that River Island hadn't really worked from home before the pandemic. And I think one of the biggest challenges is for the people that work with product. So we have loads of people that work with garments and design and cutting and all that kind of product, kind of way, like product fits and touching and feeling and the actual product and the materials and, you know, working in the studio, doing fashion shoots, that all had to change. And I think that's been one of the most challenging is how they do that. Or now they're looking at you know, how often those kind of people can go into the office and how they rotate and work flexibly.
Logistical challenges for you guys probably more than other sectors, I would imagine.
Oh yeah, of course. And there's people now that are be in a meeting and they've got, you know, pairs of jeans hanging up behind them that they've had to have delivered to their home instead of delivered to the office. They're trying to do like fit model sessions. They're seeing how the product fits on a body, like virtually. So that has all been really challenging for the employees. But I think for my role, I don't have to work with physical products, and lots of teams are like that. But I think for everyone else, it's been about the people. I think River Island is such a family. It sounds so cliche to say that and cheesy, but it is a family, and River Island is just all about the people. We say that we're all united, we're all islanders, and it does seem like a very joined up team.
And I think I can hear your passion challenge coming through. I can, you know, and it's brilliant to hear how passionate you are about an organisation where you've probably never even been almost to the head office yet, but yet you seem so engaged. So just talking about, so we were talking about head office staff. Clearly, you know, one of your major employees are people who actually work in the stores. Mm-hmm. So how have you managed your furlough staff? What's been your approach with them?
We've got 5,000 employees that work in retail in stores, and I think it works out that they've been furloughed for something crazy like 75% of the year. So 75% of the year they've not been working, they've been at home, which is madness when you stop and think about it. It's still like the whole pandemic. It still shocks me now when you think about things like that. But
I know, it just makes your head explode, doesn't it, if you think about it too much.
Yeah, I know. But I think that's something as well, is that we couldn't just forget about those 5,000 employees. We've had to keep those engaged as well, and that's been another massive challenge for us, is how do we keep our islanders at home engaged and up to date with the business and still looking forward to coming to work when the stores open. So
how have you done that?
So we actually took a different approach to our communication, and I'd say from the end of last summer, we managed to get all of retail staff on exactly the same systems as our head office staff, and it's totally changed the way that we communicate and engage, because everyone was able to join in and have that two-way conversation together. I've worked in other retail businesses, and I feel like it can often feel a little bit like us and them, like retail is one side of the business, head office is the other side, because it's so hard to communicate the same message to both because of being physically in stores or sat at your desk receiving an email. But now I feel like there's absolutely no excuse for that, and we can all access the same communications, and Teams has been a really amazing tool for us to do that. We also use our monthly kind of newsletter magazine. It's called RI View, and that's all hosted online, so it's easy for our store teams to access without having to have a River Island email address, or we can just send a QR code and they can access whenever they want. It's the little things really that we've looked at and being like, you know, why weren't we doing this before? This is so much better. We've had like competitions open for the whole business. We've we've made like our stories, our internal stories, and our events so much more collaborative. And you know, 1 week we'll tell a story about someone that's working in the distribution hub that's you know, shipping parcels, and then the next week we'll talk about someone that's working in the store all the way up in Glasgow, and then the next week we'll talk about someone working in finance. And I feel like everyone's, you know, really getting to know the whole of the business rather than
ironically being apart has brought you all closer together.
I think it's we've had to look at those little things of what we're doing, and I think it's really made us think, like, why can't we do this for everyone now? And I don't think we'll ever go back to the way it was now.
I feel like we're even more united. Okay, so what other things have you done to keep levels of employee engagement high whilst people have either been working remotely or...
So we've done a lot. So when the third lockdown was announced in January, within a few days, we launched a whole wellbeing programme for our employees. And this was open for retail, head office and our distribution centre. And it was a mix. We had something going on every day, whether it was like mental health awareness talk or a workshop. We had like fitness sessions together, but then we tried to do things a little bit for everyone. So if people didn't want to join in with a workshop or do a talk, there were things where they could write like positive notes to themselves or send positive notes to other people just anonymously. We did something every day for 4 weeks, which everyone was involved in.
And, amazing. You sound like an absolutely fantastic place to work, I have to say.
Yeah, it was so much fun. And I think that was the thing that, you know, stood out to me, is that it was fun. We're doing it to help people and we're doing it to engage employees, but everyone had fun with it. And, you know, it doesn't have to be all these things. They're not just tick box exercises. Like if you enjoy it and you're genuinely showing to your employees that you care, it, like, the benefits are so much more than, you know,
I think that's a really important point to make. You know, employee engagement must never be a tick box exercise.
No.
And I think too many people think that employee engagement is something that someone has to have done to them, and actually it's not that at all. So why do you think employee engagement is so important?
I think it seems to be a really hot topic right now, and everyone is talking about it because everyone is working from home or working in a different place, or, like we've talked about a lot, being furloughed. But employee engagement has always been important. It's always something that we should be looking at, and I just think that people are finding it harder to physically see the engagement now, which is why it's come into focus. But it should have always been this way. Like I said, our communication should have always been collaborative and bringing the team together as a whole. It's just maybe something that people haven't thought about before. But I think this change, I mean, there's been negatives and there's been positives, but I think one of the positives is now is that people are starting to take notice and realise how important it is.
Yeah, absolutely. We just need to keep raising it as far up the leadership level as we can to keep it high on people and then, like, on the board agenda now, and make people realise that this is the way things have to be from now on. And, you know, I think one of the biggest challenges from now on is to make sure that all of these amazing new behaviours and new mindsets that we've adopted over the past 12 months are not allowed to slide back into old ways. I think that's one of the key challenges facing us as we look to the future now. And I think that's something that organisations need to be really on the front foot with. Okay, so you had your employee engagement survey not too long ago.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. When was that?
So we did it in March. So we're still crunching the data at the moment, but we've got some high level results that we're working through at the moment.
Yeah, and interestingly, actually, your participation in your survey was actually up year on year, wasn't it? Despite the pandemic.
Yeah.
Have you been able to work out why? Do you think that the participation had increased despite the circumstances?
Yeah. So actually, the last time we did it, well, we did a few kind of pulse surveys on different topics to see how everyone was getting on in 2020. But the last time that we did the actual engagement survey was 2019.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was when every single person was working. There was no such thing. Well, we hadn't heard of furlough back then.
Yes.
But actually this time when we did the survey, many of our store teams were still on furlough, but we still had a rise in participation by 16%.
That's a lot.
It's a lot, considering, like I said, 5,000 employees were at home and Absolutely. Not even working, not even, you know, no pressure for them to log on and complete this. This was, of course, optional, and if you wanted to, you could. So we were so pleased with those results. And then, as I said, we're actually still crunching the data at the moment and looking at which areas have increased. And some of them include the leadership and well-being are big areas where we've seen a big increase. And I think that's, again, due to the things that we've been doing during lockdown to care for the well-being and the transparency in our communications as well. I think it's been a big thing of why, you know, maybe leadership has increased, is because people are starting to actually trust the leadership now and, you know, have
I
that
agree
faith
with you.
And think,
yeah,
think
absolutely,
they actually
absolutely
do really
agree
care for us.
Yeah, a new and welcome authenticity. They weren't allowed to hide behind their desks anymore. There was a kind of an emphasis. They had to get out there. They weren't allowed to be rehearsed because they didn't have the time to be rehearsed. And we suddenly, you know, we saw their dogs and their kids and their wallpaper and, you know, revealed sides to them that we'd never been able to see, just breaking down those barriers. And again, it's one of the things that I just hope that leaders don't creep back behind their desks and start being over-rehearsed and put up those walls again.
Absolutely, absolutely. Like our CEO filming himself at home, telling him what he does for his own well-being, you know, that wouldn't have happened before. And that's not, you know, anything negative against any CEOs out there that wouldn't have done it before. It just wasn't something that was ever thought about. But now you're actually really seeing the person.
We've rewritten the rules, hasn't it? And I hope when you come to talk on the 12th of May, I hope you're going to be able to share some more of the results of that employee engagement survey with us.
Yeah, definitely.
Brilliant. Well, we're going to look forward to that. Okay, so just kind of thinking to when we are allowed to return to something that kind of resembles the past, but with all the best aspects of what we learned, what are you looking forward to bringing back for your people that you haven't been able to do over the past 12 months?
Yeah, so I talked a lot earlier about with Ryland is that it's the whole family and it's all about the people. And I've heard people say before that, you know, there's no party like a River Island party.
I love that. I want to come to one of your River Island parties.
Yeah, and yeah, our islanders know how to bring it. And we've had to do things differently. Like we've all had to do some sort of virtual Christmas celebration. And you know, every time something's coming up, our team is sitting there like, oh, how can we bring this one to life virtually? Like, what can we do differently? And it has been a challenge, but I think, you know, we don't know how it's going to work, whether we will ever do the big party again. I'm hoping that we will. But yeah, I think it's definitely really looking forward to this summer and beyond to getting those kind of physical interactions, social activity back together and seeing how we can celebrate our successes over the past year.
Reunited. Absolutely. Okay, so what's next? What's next? It sounds like you are a busy lady, Abby, but so what's next for your engagement calendar?
So there's always so much going on. We've just recently launched we refreshed our internal sustainability strategy, which we're doing lots of lovely lunchtime talks for our employees around sustainability at the moment. And then we've got things coming up such as workshops, and we have Mental Health Allies at River Island, and they're hosting loads of events for Mental Health Awareness Week, which is coming up soon. But yeah, I think the next thing really is, I've talked about those celebrations and how we get that kind of party social aspect back into our engagement calendar. And then it'll be looking at things like our town halls again. So our CEO's been doing lots of video messages throughout the past year, but you know, how do we expand on that? How do we do those when some of the workforce will be working from home, some in an office, some in stores? How do we keep that engagement level high and you know, reach out to everyone? So I think that would be the next big thing on our agenda.
Brilliant. And then just finally, one last question. Personally, what do you prefer? Do you prefer remote working, or would you rather be in the office?
I'm just going to sit on the fence and say I prefer a bit of both. I think it's funny. So before the pandemic, I used to think if I had a day working from home that I wouldn't be able to concentrate, and I'd be like, oh, I'd leave that report till I get back in the office. So I'll do that when I've got more focus time. Whereas I spent a day in the office recently and I felt like it was the other way around, but the office is now the social side, and I couldn't wait to get home and I'll do my report and my focusing time at home. So it's totally switched for me. But I think if I was to pick, I'd probably office once a week to still get that people side and see people. But then remote working for me, it's changed the way I work. It's so much handier, being more flexible. I can't imagine commuting and going into the office every day again now.
It's bonkers, isn't it? It's what would have taken us another 10 years to get to, literally, took place on the 23rd of March last year. It still doesn't cease to amaze me that we thought that sitting in big office blocks with loads and loads and loads of people and loads of noise was a really constructive, productive way to get really good work done.
Yeah, it's really funny when you put it like that.
It has to be a combination of the two. And what is so exciting is there's so much to work through, but there's now so much opportunity. It's almost like we've been given blank sheets of paper to rewrite work. And I think I think it's the most exciting time to be working in organisations right now.
Yeah, it is. It is really exciting.
It is. It is. That was amazing. Thank you so much for your time today, Abby. It was great to chat to you and get a sense of some of the things that you're going to be sharing with us at the Employee Engagement Summit. So I will see you then.